Of those who offered comments on the proposal, only Sandy Ellinger appeared to come to the workshop, not really on one side or the other.
I am somewhat concerned about low-income housing, which I understand this is not.
After hearing about council members' trip to Indianapolis to look at other properties owned by the same developer, seeing pictures of those buildings, and hearing a presentation by city staff, Ellinger said if Water Street Flats were up for a vote of the people, she'd vote no.
And I apologize. Because many of you are invested in this, you put a lot of time and effort into this, and I appreciate and understand that, but I don't feel good about this. My gut usually tells me the right thing.
Every member of the public who took the opportunity to comment on the proposal had concerns or were flat out against it. You can hear their thoughts on our website, WEMU.org. City Council is expected to consider a formal purchase agreement for the property at its meeting March 4th. Bob Eccles, 89.1 WEMU News.